James, leader 283, four wickets remaining. You're in a good position here, aren't you?
Yeah, it was a good day for us. We spoke in the morning about trying to finish their innings off pretty quickly, which we managed to do. I think they only added 10 or so. So great start to the day. And then with the bat, I thought Felix played really well. The wicket seems to be playing a bit better than it did yesterday. So, you know, we try to get through that new ball with not too much damage. And then get the bowlers into second and third spells, and it seems to get easier. Obviously, the partnership between myself and Sam, we put them under a bit of pressure and, you know, managed to score around the ground. So I think there's definitely still a bit in that wicket, but it was a bit easier to strike the ball on this for sure.
I'm not taking anything away from your and Sam's knock, of course, but it did look easier today for the batters.
It did, but then after me and Sam got out, it seemed to like it was doing a bit again. I think just the way we managed to put some pressure back on the bowlers, and they had to go quite defensive and put sweepers out. I think just the general mood can, you know, sometimes take away a little bit the energy from the bowlers. As I say, they bowled a few more overs today than they did yesterday, so perhaps they just didn't quite have the same energy, and I think they'll be disappointed with the way they bowled. I don't think they put the ball in the right area often enough. I can't remember too many periods where we had to play a full defence, you know, to consecutive balls. So I think we earned the right to be able to score quickly as we did.
Your 91 off 59 balls, you are on course for your fastest Hampshire Championship under by a long way. And that's saying something about the way you play.
Yeah, I didn't really... We spoke this morning about the best way to score runs on the pitch, and you know, not just to sit in and wait for one to get you out. So try to be positive, but I didn't feel like I played too many rash shots. There's a few balls I said anything off the stumps, especially no sweeper, I was going to try and cash in on, but I didn't really hit the ball in the air. I just felt, just watched the ball and played it, and I guess movements and timing was probably as good as it's been for a while.
I haven't spoken to you personally about dropping down to number five, but I spoke to director Giles White, and he said probably keeping you away from the new ball was a way to go. Was it a decision between you both? And and obviously looking at today, did that pay off?
Yeah, I think it's just trying to find out what works best for the team. Obviously, we've had Riley in the middle order, which we, you know, try to use him as someone that could take the game forward, and felt he could put attacks under pressure against the older ball a bit, like I did today. So Tom Allsop's a good player with a good technique, and I think he'd be good batting three, so it'd be, you know, interesting to see how he goes. It's good for him to get opportunity and experience up the top of the order, as we've seen by throwing Dutchie and Felix in up the top. They've coped with it really well, so I think it just makes the balance of the team, you know, work quite nicely.
So is this something we might see long term from you, batting five?
I don't know, maybe. I think get through the end of the season and then, yeah, probably chat in the winter and come up with an order that we feel is going to work best, you know, going into next summer.
I know 283 lead at the moment. I mean, is there a figure that ideally you'd like to get to give yourselves a really good chance, or have you got enough?
Hopefully we've got enough, but I don't think there's any bad weather around. There's still, you know, plenty of time left in the game, so we're just going to try and bat as long as we can tomorrow. I think we've spoken about the way to approach it and give yourselves the best chance. So, we're not looking to pull out anytime soon. We try and get that partnership going in the morning. I think 20 overs until the new ball, something like that. So by that time comes around, the bowlers will have a few more overs under their belt. So just looking to bat and make that lead as big as possible.